now. Rent pressure zones have been extended for a further year until December the 31st of 2025. The government decided to extend the operation of rent pressure zones at Cabinet yesterday. It comes as new figures released today from the Central Statistics Office show that residential property prices grew by over 7% on an annual basis in March, the biggest increase so far this year. The region outside of Dublin that saw the largest rise in house prices was the Midwest, Clare, Tipperary and Limerick at just over 12%. And it's from Limerick where we heard earlier from Una Burns, Head of Advocacy and Communications with the homeless agency Novas.
The people who are currently renting it will have the most benefit in terms of the fact that it will give them security that their rent isn't going to increase in the next 2 years by more than 2%. I would caveat that with the fact that it has to be resourced and there has to be the infrastructure there to ensure that those rent pressure zones are being adhered to and that there aren't breaches by private landlords. The recent report by the Rental Tenancies Board would suggest that rent has increased last year by about 11%. And in terms of existing rented properties, increased by or in and around 5%, which is double the legal ceiling within rent pressure zones. So for people who are existing in rented properties, it is welcome, but it has to be accompanied by the infrastructure to ensure it's in place.
But what about those people who either want to rent or are changing property?
Yeah, it's less beneficial for those people. The biggest problem that we have at the moment is that the rents are at such an extraordinary and unprecedented high level that most people are locked out of the private rented market, particularly the people that Novas would work with. Low-income households cannot access rental property. So many of the people that we work with at the moment would be giving a notice to quit because a landlord is selling their property and they cannot access another property in the private rented market. It's extremely difficult for them. So the extension of the rent pressure zones do absolutely nothing for people like that who already can't access accommodation because of the contraction of the market and because of the high cost of rents and HAP payments just not keeping a pace with those rent increases.
We know why rent is increasing hugely for new properties or for new tenancies based on supply and demand. Why is it increasing for existing tenancies?
Well, under rent pressure zones, it shouldn't be increasing by more than 2%.
And why is it?
So there is a... I think that probably is down to, for fact, not all properties are within rent pressure zones, so they're probably increasing, existing rents are probably increasing in those properties outside rent pressure zones higher than within the zones, but also there is breaches and increasing evidence that there's breaches within the zones because the infrastructure isn't there to ensure that it's been complied with. Here in Limerick City, the Limerick Chamber did a recent report on rents in the city, and across the period of the report, rents increased by 31%, so there's a huge indication there that there's lots of breaches within rent pressure zones and that needs to be addressed.
Meanwhile, the latest statistics on the price of buying a home as opposed to renting it released from the Central Statistics Office today showing a growth of 7.3% on an annual basis in March. That's a very big increase and almost double that in the region that you're working in.
Absolutely. So 7.3% is a really high increase. Then over 12% in the Limerick, Clare and Tipperary region is really significant. And while it's not directly related to the private the rent pressure zones, it does indicate that an increasing number of households are going to be relying on the private rental market because they can't possibly access housing and access mortgages at the rates that they're increasing. So it's very interrelated and it's really important that we get all those elements of the housing policy and housing supply right, because one has a real knock-on effect on the other, and we really need to be focusing on a significant ramping up of a supply of social affordable housing so that we're depending less on the private rent market to meet our social housing needs.
So the people that you work with who are unable to find anywhere to rent in the Midwest, where do they go?
So we have more and more families and other households living in commercial B&Bs and hotels across here in Limerick and right throughout the country in different areas where we work. This has so many detrimental impacts on people's well-being, their physical and their mental health, and is hugely expensive on the state to be providing that type of accommodation. You have people who are hidden homeless and they're involuntary sharing. So you have multi-generations of one family living together. You know, nobody has any privacy in the house, and those kind of arrangements very quickly break down. town. And then you have people who are hidden homeless or sofa surfing. They're going from night to night, from one place to another. And then I suppose in terms of single people who are cannot access accommodation, and very often single people find it the most difficult because of the lack of 1 and 2 bed units of accommodation in the private rental market. They're spending really, really long periods of time stuck in homeless accommodation, sometimes years and years, and their exit pathways, because of the cost of renting and the contraction of the market, are diminishing all the time.